Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim signing in for today. The topic for today is, should we mix politics and religion? I walk the path of the announcing good. I'll keep my mind focused on reading with yourself. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the lighting up. Get what I want. Right now, I'm probably going to start off with one of the songs of my latest CD. It's called I Got the Spirit. The name of the album is Jesus is Coming. 911 Emergency, Jesus is Coming. Okay? It's everywhere out there. It's on Amazon, Walmart, Spotify, CD Baby, YouTube. So if you listen to this, you want to look it up, see what's going on with it, you can do that. Okay? I've got the spirit.
Cause I've got the spirit. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. Cause I've got the spirit. That could not be bought or sold. The kingdom of heaven is right within you, powering your soul. So go out in the name of Jesus and let the truth about the kingdom be told. To find the kingdom of heaven, you must first start with you. So let Jesus in your life and he will make your whole life brand new. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. Cause I've got the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. So as you walk in the name of Jesus down all of dusty road, don't be concerned about brand names and all of those expensive clothes. Consider the lilies of the field, how beautifully God made them grow. King Solomon never looked that good in spite of all his money and woe. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. Peter asked Jesus, when will the kingdom come? Jesus said, it's within you, my son. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or the diamonds and gold. Cause I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold. It's not about the money or those diamonds and gold. I've got this about the spirit that Jesus brought that could not be bought or sold.
Good evening, good evening. This is Sunday, January 9th, 2022. That's right. We have made it through another year. Last year was pretty rough. This year, well, we'll see. We'll see how this year goes. Right now, as usual, when we open up a broadcast, well, we start with the love, because that's the biggest problem that we have right now. We don't know how to love each other. We don't even know what the word means. It shouldn't be, oh, I'm in love with this person. No. It should be, I would like to love this person for the rest of my life, okay? Love is the act that makes us feel good. So what you're really saying is that I would like to make this person feel good for the rest of their lives. You know what I'm saying? They have us so backwards and so misconstrued about everything that we just out of control. We don't know what's what. You can talk to 10 people, ask them what love is, and you get 10 different answers, believe it or not. Because they're teaching love as obsessionism, okay? People obsess over this person, whether this person is feeling good or not. All they know is that I want this person, you know, and they become obsessed with this person. They stalk the person, caress them, yo, dog, don't want you. Don't want to be nowhere near you. Leave me alone. But that's not enough. They persisted because this society teaches you that you have to go after the person. You have to win this person over if you want this person. If you be yourself and you're around this person, if they like what they see, then you don't have to win them over, okay? You don't have to go and get in battle mode to do anything. You follow what I'm saying? You and that person were just click. That's how it works. And there's nothing about you that has to change, because when you meet the person, you give them your true self. In this society, when you meet somebody, you have to be careful, because there's three persons that you have to go through. You have to go through the person that they want you to see, okay? You have to go through the person that they think you want them to be. Then you have to go through the person that who you really are. And that's where the problem comes in. Well, there's another person too. There's a person that will learn you to make you learn you, and they will love you just to get things from you. Now, there's a difference. You got a lot of people out here that know what love is. And since most of the people don't know what love is, when they begin to loving you know, especially if they have a hidden agenda, oh, this person is sincere, they're so nice, yada, yada, but they're just playing a game. So that makes it very tricky. How do you figure out whether you're getting 1, 2, 3, or 4? You know what I mean? That's where you have to play the time game. You have to give it time, you know? You have to dig into this person, find out who they are, what they are, what's going on with them. You have to do your little research of what they call your due diligence. You got to really check the person out, you know? And that's becoming easier and easier with the apps that they have out there now, when you can research a person's history and all that stuff, you know? So just remember, love is an act that makes others feel good. And if you're in a position that you can make the person feel good, and you know that you can make it feel good, but you have to learn. You have to learn about the person. That, you know, love at first sight. Well, there's an attraction that could be there, because you might have vibratory frequencies from a past life. You know, this ain't your first time. Most of us, this is not our first radio. You know, we've not been to this thing before. And every now and then you'll bump into somebody that you've had a nice relationship with before, and it just clicks right away. You know, it just clicks. But that don't happen every day. Most of the time, in a society like this one here that teaches obsessionism and rather than love, you really have to pay attention to the people you're around, to the groups that you're in. If you're in a group that's not loving the people outside of the group, you need to bounce. You need to get out of that group, okay? We got a name for them. We call them hate groups. If you're in a group that's talking negative about other people and groups, and they, you know, always beating up on other people for no reason whatsoever, you need to bounce out of that, because they're in a dog-eat-dog mode. And dog-eat-dog mode, without the other mode, what you show mode, to check the dog-eat-dog mode, it can lead to a whole lot of problems. Mostly death, killing, and murder. That's what it leads to. You know what I'm saying? So you want to practice loving one another. That's what you want to practice. If they ain't not, I love you, I would like to love you. When you say that, you can't be thinking about sleeping where you have sex. Most, that's what comes to mind. So I would love to love you tonight, baby. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're thinking about sex. We're talking about procreation. You know what I mean? It's amazing how they got everything so twisted around. So they're getting paid off this stuff, especially when they're talking about sexuality, you know. There's no such thing. But they run these little games on you so that they can get paid. You know what I'm saying? When you're born with everything that you need to have to get you through your entire life. Now, think about this for a minute. You got a little baby, you're born, a little female girl, she's in your arms, you're looking at her, you know? Her sexual orientation is female because that's the organ that she has down there. When you look at her, what's her sexual orientation? You don't have one. That comes along with the programming from society. You know where I'm coming from? That's where she gets sexual orientation from. But there is no, you're not born with a sexual orientation, all right? They have so many things, ways that they're making money on you out there. It's unbelievable. Okay, we're going to get into the topic. So much for love. We're going to get into the topic. Should we mix religion and politics? Okay, let's get into that for a minute. Now, first, we have to deal with the two words, okay? Now, I'm taking the meanings of the word, not from Webster, not from this society, but from the Toronto Scriptures Complete Volume. That's where I'm taking the meanings of the word from. Let's talk about religion, okay? Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. Let's say that again. Realigning yourself with source energy, okay? That's what religion is. Now, wait a minute. How do I do that? We go back to what we call the uncaused cause, okay? When you're dealing with the uncaused cause, right, that means something that caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. You can't go back no further than that. Well, I shouldn't say can't, but how do you go back to who made this? Who made that? Who made through it? Who made this? Eventually, you're going to come to the point that something just had to be here. You know what I'm saying? And with our scientific knowledge that we have right now, it's pretty limited, but it's, you know, we're getting there. The only thing that cannot be created or destroyed is energy. When I talk about creating, I'm talking about making something from nothing. You have to have something to make something, you know? That's what I'm saying. So, and the only thing that we can determine that has always been here is energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Okay, we can't make energy. We can't create energy from nothing. It's just not happening. Okay, we can't destroy energy. The only thing we can do is change it from one form to another. Okay, so if energy was the only thing here, when things went in motion, okay, like I'm picking my words very carefully because boy, that word game is amazing. When energy was here, when things first went into motion, right, that means that you are made up out of that energy because that's the only thing that existed. everything in the cosmos is made up out of that source energy. That's what we call it, source energy. Okay, I'm not gonna go too much in the pre-Bible, but everything is made up out of that energy. And when you come here in an incorporeal, in your incorporeal form, and drew a physical body around you, right, and began setting up solar systems and stuff, right? Well, you're still here. You didn't go anywhere. You follow what I'm saying? So this is why the Bible, it says, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. Well, Psalm 82 says, you are all God. So you are designers. You've been making stuff forever, okay? Now, that's what religion is. Religion is going back to what we call your roots, your energy, going back to source energy. Now, what did you do, what I'm saying, as designers when you put the system together? All of the cosmos work for you. I'm going to say that again. All of the cosmos work for you. As my brother in the faith says, knock and the door shall be open. Ask and you shall receive. It didn't say pray and you shall receive. It said ask and you shall receive. Because you are the gods of this dimension. That's who you are, okay? And the universe was designed, hello, to work for you. This planet is designed as a paradise for you. Because of it, we're not understanding the two cultures. We're having a problem with this planet that is a paradise. There's enough resources for every man, woman, and child to have a comfortable life twice over. You know what I'm saying? So if you got one guy with $2 trillion and one guy sleeping on the street, there's a problem with that. You follow what I'm saying? Some of these so-called churches have enough money that if they would put it to proper use, they could feed every homeless child, feed every hungry person on the planet. But that's not what they're about, okay? They just build a more facility to rake in more money. And that's not how it's supposed to go, but that's the way it's going right now. What you need to do, right, okay, is realize I'm a Bible thumper. I'm tell you that right now. So a lot of stuff comes from the Bible and Chronicle scriptures. So that's where a lot of stuff is coming from. But religion means realigning yourself with source energy. Okay? And since we're all made up out of that energy, we should be treating each other like the gods that we are. Loving each other. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now how are you gonna follow that principle if you think that you're so much better and higher up than the guy sitting next to you? The guy sitting on his yacht is no better or greater than the guy in the street walking around with a shopping cart trying to keep his little belongings together. They're the same guy. That's all I'm saying. The difference is one person had access and one person didn't. That's normally what's going on. And one person made decisions to do some things to alter their consciousness, and the other person didn't. That's one of the main factors. And you're being raised as men and women, which is okay, not with the thought that you were being raised as men and women to become God. If you're following the teachings of Jesus, the Christ, right? But Christ was not his last name. His name was Pandera, Yahshua ben Pandera. That was his full name. You can research that, check it. I don't know if Google will let you have the information. We're starting to shut down information on the internet now, but you can't get everything. You ask one question, they give you a different answer. They give you an answer to a different question. But first we have to deal with what religion is. And once we get into what religion really is, they're saying Can we mix politics and religion? Well, according to divine scriptures, politics is the art of compromise. The art of compromise, that's what politics is, okay? When you get into politics, you have to learn how to communicate, how to deal with other people, how to get things done, even though both parties might not get everything that they want, but you have to be able to come to a compromise so that you can keep moving forward. But if you got one group that think the other people should be their slaves, there's no compromise there. None whatsoever. Nobody wants to be anybody else's slave. You follow what I'm saying? So that you ain't never had no compromise in that area. You don't come from, so that leads to war, fighting, killing, murder. We done been through all that. You know, we don't want to go back through that again. So the thing is, should we mix religion and politics? The answer coming through the tyrannical scriptures is yes. I'm going to say, hell yes. You follow what I'm saying? Because religion and politics is the same thing. Wait a minute, Brother Elohim, you didn't just say that. Yes, I did. Religion and politics is the same thing. Once you begin realigning yourself with source energy and become the God that you're supposed to be, right, you have to be able to compromise with other gods. Hello, that's what it's all about. We're talking about we shouldn't mix politics and religion, but you're dealing with both of them from the time you come out your mother's womb. You're dealing with politics and religion. In my house, politics, religion, source energy, your source energy. There's a spiritual component to you. You're carrying power. And you have to be careful what you do with this power. And other people are carrying power. You have to be careful what you do with this power. You can, with the power that you're carrying, you can help somebody and make them feel good. Or you can knock them down and treat them like crap because you're carrying power. Just like the hand or weapons and all that stuff, they will just lay there and do nothing until somebody picks it up and decide what to do with it. That you take a gun and put it on the table, that gun would sit on the table until time immemorial, till somebody picks it up. Once it picks it up, then the gun becomes a problem or a lifesaver. Depends on who's got the gun. From saying, ask the Yemenis about that. We're selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, and they're bombing, blowing people up, conquering, taking stuff. Something's wrong with this picture. We're creating a humanitarian crisis because somebody thinks that they're better than you because they have a special God. You know what I mean? Well, my God is special. Your God is special. This God is. You follow what I'm saying? Excuse me. When God comes together, I'm talking about men and women, when God comes together, right, it's their option to kill or save. That's the option that we have. We can do either or. We are doing it through politics. Politics should be, you should be raised in a political home. Hello? Well, wait a minute. How am I going to raise somebody in a political home? Either you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're atheist, you believe in dictatorships, whatever you believe in, socialism, anarchism, whatever you believe in, okay, whatever you're following, your home should be set up like that. If you believe in democracy, then you should have a Democratic home. If you believe in the republics, then you should have a republic home. If you believe in socialism, then you should have a socialist home. Your children should be raised in a political home so they can understand the art of compromise in the home. especially if you got more than one child. Those children have to learn how. Those children need to learn politics right within the house. They have to learn compromise for them to be in there fighting and beating each other up all the time. Some of the worst fights in the world coming from siblings. Now you have a lot of siblings and families that can't stand each other and can't get along. And they ain't being able to figure out how to do it. Well, we're sitting here telling you what's going on. We're telling you how to make this thing work. Okay? Yes, politics and religion are the same thing. Okay? They're all dealing with the art of compromise. When you are realigning yourself with source energy, you're becoming powerful. You become a god. And as you're carrying power, you have the option. You have the option on what to do with it. Do you do good with it? Do you do bad with it? Now, how do we do bad or good with the power that we have? There's two cultures. I'm going to say this again. There's only two cultures. You jumping around, dancing, and all that stuff, that's not a culture. Those are things set in place by the ones in authority to keep you distracted so that you don't get involved in the politics, because that's what's running your life, so that you don't get involved in what religion really is, realigning yourself with source energy so that you can bring yourself into the power of God. That's what you are. You are a God and you're carrying power. Okay? And that's why I like the Bible. The Bible is telling you that. Psalm 82:6, you're all God's. He's telling you who you are, giving you the keys to solve some of the mysteries that's going on around you and dealing with the families and stuff. Okay? I'm from Elohim 5 tribes. Okay? We think that all 5 tribes need to work together to solve the problems of the planet. Because if the tribes aren't working together, right, one tribe trying to dominate another, we've been down that road already, okay? Black tribe, this is a 10,000-year sojourn, right? That's how long this has been going on, 10,000 years. You know, if you get away from Darwinism for a minute, you can go back and the architectures and science and everything else was telling you that we were no hunters and gatherers 10,000 years ago, all right? And look at the artifacts that they're finding. You know what I mean? It's over 10,000 years old. Telling you that we were no hunters and gatherers, Darwinism is a bunch of crap. I'm saying it straight up. It's a theory that cannot be proven. And when they start saying the facts of Darwinism, then we can deal with it a little more. But that's not what that is. All right, the reason I went there because each group has had 2,000 years to come into power and to rule. All right, the black tribe had it first. Did we screw the pooch? Yes, we did. We screwed up. Brown tribe came in. We screwed up, you know. We said, wait a minute. I don't see no evidence that these people were separated like that. Look at the colossal heads down there in Mexico, okay? These are black people. You can find jet black artifacts all over the place, okay? Where blacks ruled the planet at one time. I'm talking about jet black people ruled the planet at one time. And then you get into the brown people, you know? You got the Almecs out there. You got you got different societies where the brown people rule. You follow what I'm saying? Even up in Africa, you can see where brown people rule. We talk about was preparing for the invasion coming from them. The Hyksos, I think they call themselves, you know? They were mostly brown people. They weren't coming from. And then you have the yellow people rule for a while. They're still in power right now. You know what I'm saying? You have a lot of Chinese and the Japanese, you know. The yellow people have ruled the planet for a minute. Look at the artifacts. Look what they're digging up. You can see that the five each tribe had their chance to rule. Now, it took 2,000 years for the white tribe to come into power. They're in power, and they screwed the pooch. Yes, they have. It seems that whenever one tribe is dominating, things don't go right. Things become a mess. Now, I'm going to go off planet for a minute for those who are listening. And you can check this out. They're discovering more and more what I'm saying is the truth, or what I'm saying can be verified. Follow sound, I'm a little bit ahead of everybody right now, but that's okay. Five tribes is present on Mars. Hello? All five tribes of planet present was present on Mars. What happened? One tribe tried to dominate the other tribe, okay? And as that happens, since all tribe, all the people were gods, designers, each tribe began to design weapons to protect themselves. Until they got to the point that they had weapons that's powerful enough to destroy the doggone planet, at least the surface of the planet. And then war broke out. Once the war broke out, okay, holy crap. They destroyed the surface of Mars. Once they destroyed the surface of Mars, they had to get out of there. They left there and came here to the planet, came here to this planet. But they not only came to this planet, they went to other planets as well because there's portals. Planet have portals on it where you can travel to other dimensions and other planets. This is why whole tribes just disappeared. I'm talking about genetic tribes. They just disappeared. They're not here no more. You're looking for where did these people go? They went to the portal from someplace else. From Sandberger, they didn't want to be here. They decided to leave because the tribe that were ruling at the time was so bad, they just wanted to get out. And that's what's going on right now. You have the white tribe, they're ruling so bad that people, they just are frustrated. They take them to the streets. If you notice, when they have the marches in out there, all five tribes are represented. Red, brown, red, yellow, white. They're all there protesting, trying to push the doggy dog mindset people in the right direction. They're fighting to go in the other direction. We're pushing them in, but we have to keep pushing. We have to keep fighting. Anybody out there that say they don't vote, they need to really check themselves. What are the power that you have? Think about it for a minute. We had a guy in office just a couple years ago. His name was Donald Trump, and he ruled terrible. He was a terrible president. So through your vote, you decided, well, we don't want this guy no more. You follow what I'm saying? So you kicked him out of office. That's what I'm saying. He's a terrible man. He refused to go. The transition of power was supposed to be peaceful. He didn't want that. But I'm saying he want to hang on to that little power because he's following the dog-eat-dog concept, but just what we call evil. You follow what I'm saying? We're calling it evil, but it's a necessary. How they say necessary evil? Well, the dog-eat-dog people are always coming. And history proves that out. You try to have a nice little civilization, but you try to have a nice little culture where people are doing good and everything's going fine. What do? They come and destroy it and take it. If you don't have your military, which is a dog-eat-dog system, if you don't have a military set up, when the dog-eat-dog people come with their system, they're going to take what you got because some people, I think in one country they just had a military takeover. The dog-eat-dog people, that's how they roll. They see something they want, they take it. If you don't think that's what's happening, ask the indigenous people here. Follow what I'm saying? They saw something they want, they just took it. The Rewatcher Soul culture was beginning to develop by the five tribes when they had the Continental Congress. But I don't know. Some people thought that they should be they didn't want to work with other people. They didn't even want to work with their own wives. You know what I'm saying? They felt as though that only the male should be the one doing this. Only a certain male, only white males should be doing certain things. That's how they felt. So they pulled the military crew, ran off with the doggone country, and what did it lead to? Bloodshed, killing, and war. That's what the dog-eat-dog culture leads to. That's why it has to be controlled by the Reproductive Soul culture. And President Hanson and them figured this out. They figured it out. They said, wait a minute. If we have a civilian president, and the civilian president is in charge of the military, right? And the civilian and the civilian president is a religious person dealing with reciprocity, dealing with read what you sow and all that stuff, then we'll have less wars, supposedly. After the Civil War, because the dog-eat-dog people decided, yo, man, you know, we want slaves. We want slaves. We want to make God. We want to turn gods into slaves. That's what they wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? Now you have blood gods turn people into slaves as well. It's not just a white thing. You know what I'm saying? All five tribes did the same doggone thing. And each tribe lost power. Check history. You know what I'm saying? Ottoman Arabs, they ruled an area for close to 1,000 years. But then they started going crazy. What happened? Here come the dog-eat-dog people, wipe them out. Now they weren't so good. You know, and they ethnic cleansing and all of this kind of dumb stuff that they be trying to put on people. That's not what this is all about, okay? Should religion and politics, should we mix politics and religion? Yes. Yes, because it's the same guy. All right, in your home, all right, if you under the read what you sow culture or the dog-eat-dog culture. The dog-eat-dog culture is what they call Satanism, okay? That's the name that they gave it. It's not evil. It just needs to be controlled. It needs security. The dog-eat-dog culture provides you with security. That's what that's all about. Security from people who are coming with the dog-eat-dog culture to protect yourself. When the Indians made peace, now let's get into that word peace. According to the tyrannical scriptures, peace is a declaration of war. It's a war of attrition. Well, I'm going to say that again. When the peace treaty signed, that's when the arms buildup began, because whoever gets the most weapons, right, whoever do the biggest buildup, the quickest, they're coming to take your stuff. That's what a peace treaty is. So when you sign peace, that's a war of attrition. Each side begins to build up their military to make sure that the other side don't break the peace treaty. Now, the Indians, the so-called Indians, that's what they label them as Indians. They were actually American. Hello? Because this was called the Americans. So they weren't Indians, they were Americans. Hello? I'm just dropping some information on you. This was called the Americas. The Americas, this was a global empire. And these people were actually Americans. They're the original Americans, okay? And when they signed a peace treaty, they thought that everything's going to be kumbaya, we're going to have everybody going to live good, and they didn't build up their military. They still running around with bows and arrows, while the other side is getting flintlocks and shells. They're all over the world looking for technology to make bigger and stronger weapons. And when they got to their technology to the point that the Indians would not be able to beat them, following sand with the bows and arrows, they broke the peace treaty and start taking over the land. They took as much as they could. You follow what I'm saying? Until Mexico realized what was, the Mexicans realized what was going on. Said, oh, wait a minute. We can't have this. We got to fight back, man, or they'll take every dog. So they did. Or they lost California and Texas and all that. That's where it ended at. Follow what I'm saying? Because the pushback was too great. They just couldn't keep it up. Monetary wise and body count wise. You follow what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. We're dealing with the word peace. That wasn't part of my agenda, but since it came up, we're going to deal with according to Chronicle Scriptures, okay, complete volume. The word peace is a declaration of war. The declaration of war, Patricia. Now look at the First World War. They signed a little peace treaty, and the little deals with the Germans. Okay, here come Hitler. He decided to go on an arms buildup, which was against the treaty that they signed. It was a terrible treaty anyway, because they were taking everything from the Germans, okay? And the Germans were living like crap. So it was a terrible, terrible treaty. Now, Hitler comes along and started the arms race again. He started building up his military. And when his military got to a certain point, what did he do? He broke the peace treaty because he felt as though he had enough power where they couldn't stop him. And he started taking stuff. He took this. He took that. He made up all kinds of glorified excuses, you know what I mean? But that was just an excuse for the doggy dog people to do what they do. They see something they want, they take it. That's how that works. Most dictators are under the doggy dog mindset. They see something they want, they're going after it. They're going to take it. You know what I mean? It's kind of interesting. Well, one thing that I have to pat China on the back for, right? They haven't invaded nobody as far as I know. Because I don't have access to all the information that's going on around the planet. They're making sure that we don't know what's going on in Africa and Beijing. We don't know what's going on in all these places. We don't really know what's going on in Russia. We know Russia's Putin is ready to take some. He has military pretty good. He ready to beat up on somebody over there. It's the final thing. And then Biden is talking now because the Allied agreement, which Trump tried to break, which would have been a big mistake, based on the peace treaties. You follow what I'm saying? And so Biden went around and reinforced the Allied agreement. If you attack one nation, you attack all of us at one time. Russia's not ready to do that. Russia got power, but she ain't got that power. She ready to go against the whole world. China got power, but China ain't got it where she ready to go against the whole world. And at this point, the five tribes, think about this, because India's got weapons. India's got nuclear weapons, okay? India's got nuclear weapons. China's got nuclear weapons. I don't know what Vietnam is doing, but I'm sure they're setting up something pretty good. I can't get too much information from Vietnamese, but... the United States, we got a heck of an arsenal. We can knock off a whole continent if we want. You know, that's the kind of power we got. And the race in space, they're going up in space. They're putting weapons up in space right now. They got the new technology right now, right, that the United States could literally destroy the face of the planet. That's the kind of power they have. I don't know what China has. I'm saying because I don't live in China, but I haven't done the research on the weapons capability of China. But China's in space. Now, I don't know what they're building, but China's on the dark side of the moon. She's building something on the dark side of the moon. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what China is doing up there, but you can be sure, since they've turned it into a dictatorship, that the dog-eat-dog mindset is prevalent. Okay, excuse me. So we're going to have to figure this thing out. Now, the tyrannical scriptures is giving us information, but there's information in the Bible that blocks all this stuff as well. Okay, now we're done with the word peace, knowing that when you say peace to your brother, you've actually declared war. You know how people are going to talk peace, peace. You're literally declaring war on that person, but they don't. They don't know that. It's because they don't know what the word peace means. You know what I'm saying? Now let's get into the word occult. Now, that takes us back into the churches, okay, into the religious mindset. The word occult, all right? Now, they're giving it to us as something bad or something evil. The occult is not evil. It could be bad, depends on the story. But tyrannical scripture says that occult is the story that they're telling you, okay? Think about it for a minute. We have the story of Jesus, or of Yeshua, right? What a wonderful story this is. Follow what I'm saying? The troubles he comes through in his birth, magic conception, the whole nine yards. It's a beautiful story. So wonderful that people gravitate to the story and they want to be around the story. And based on who's telling the story the best, that's the church you go to, okay? Buddhism, what a wonderful story that is. The story of Buddha, you know, he come out, he's under a tree, I mean, and he worked so hard to become enlightened, and he thought enlightening other people. I mean, what a wonderful story, okay? Then we got the story of Muhammad coming out of the cave, and, oh, man, and he went around the world telling people he was a messenger, and but they blew him up, turned him into a great prophet and all that. He never said he was a prophet. He said he was a messenger. That's what he said. He had a message, a messenger of God. You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, what a wonderful story that is. Story of Prophet Muhammad, you know? And a lot of black people, we love the story that Elijah came up with. He came up with a nice story. What a wonderful tribe of Shabazz and who is the original man, age of the black man, make own king of earth, God of the universe, you follow what I'm saying? And, oh, man, we're the chosen people, we're the cream, we're the best. What a wonderful story. And as black people, we love that story. You follow what I'm saying? You're following that story today. You know what I'm saying? That's what the occult is. It's the stories. They are culting you all day long with your on your TVs and your laptops. Stories, story after story after story. Think about this for a second. We're talking about stories, right? That's what the occult is. It's just stories. And you're being occulted every day with the stories. Think about the Star Wars episode when Star Trek first came out. I love Star Trek. What a wonderful story that was. All five tribes represented, too. We're talking about Star Trek. We're talking about the occult. We're talking about stories, okay? That's what the occult is. It's stories. And based on who's telling the story that you like, right, that's the story that you got the church or mosque or synagogue or whatever that you gravitate to. All of the stories are great. But now when you do the research, the story of Prophet Muhammad in a cave, it's been told before he was born two or three times. The story of the Immaculate Conception was told before Jesus was born two or three times. The story of Buddha, guy under the tree, was told two or three times. All these stories have been told before. That's what the occult is. And whatever story you like, those are the guys you're going to follow. Okay? It's about the stories. Now, we talk about Star Wars, right? Star Trek. Oh, man. Great story. I mean, they're all over the planet, all over the universe. Fighting Romulans and Klingons and everybody else. What a wonderful story. Captain Kirk. The most awarded captain in the history of Starfleet. I think it was last month, was the first time the man went to space, period. You know what I'm saying? The first time the man went to space. And he wasn't fighting Klingons or Romulans. He just went up, passed the ionosphere into space, and came back down to the planet. That's all he did. But all his life on TV, he'd been all over the place to Andromeda and to this nebula and all these stuff on places. It's just a story. it was a story, but it's such a wonderful story. You got people walking around with the Star Trek clothes on and all of that kind of stuff in the magazine. They're getting paid off the occult. It's the story. The churches are making so much money. The mosques and the synagogue, they're making so much money. Oh, we're going to talk about the story of Moses. Wonderful story. You know what I'm saying? How he fought the Egyptians and all that stuff. Beautiful stories. That's the occult. The occult is not good. It's not bad. It depends on where the story is taking the people. You know what I'm saying? But that's what the occult is. You're being occulted every day. All day long, you're being occulted with the news, the stories from the news, the stories from this, the stories from that. Now they're shutting down. They don't want you to have the truth. They don't want you. They want you to have the story. You're not getting the truth on the news, okay? The only truth that you get on the news is when there's a fire, a car accident, or they're talking about the weather. And they do that. Every newscast, they talk about the fire, talk about the accident, talk about the weather, because that's the only actual truth that you're getting. The rest of them is stories, and the spinning they put on those stories is absolutely amazing. They take a guy that haven't done nothing and vilify him, okay? And take a guy that has done so much and make him seem okay. Where I'm coming from, they got a little kid walking around, underage kid walking around with a dog on, a weapon strapped to his back, and they letting him walk around and do nothing. Then they turn him into a hero. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the story. That's what the occult is. The occult is the stories. Also, if you I like to thank those that are on the line. I appreciate you calling in. And if you have a comment or something you want to say, just press 1 on your dial, and it'll let me know that you have something to say, and I'll open up your mic, okay? Now, this is the actual interactive show. You can jump in if you want, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we're dealing with the term occult. We went to the term occult, went to the term religion, and we went to the term occult, religion, and that's another word. I'm just curious right now. But should religion and politics, should we mix politics and religion? You don't have to mix them. They're the same guy. That's the point of the whole show. Politics and religion is the same guy, okay? Politics is an art of compromise. Religion is realigning yourself with source energy. You are source energy. That's what you're made up out of. The entire cosmos is made up out of energy. So you're actually the universe in an expansion mode. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the reasons I like the Bible. Psalm 82:6, you're all God. That's what it's telling you. You are a designer, okay? Now, as a designer, you can design this planet. Paradise or live in hell for some people. And that's what you're doing right now. Some people living in hell based on how you're doing things. And some people living in paradise based on how you're doing things. You give some people access and some people you deny access. It's not no coincidence that the people sleeping on the street is people on the street, because they don't have to be out there. There's enough wealth in this effect. Just the churches alone have enough wealth so that nobody in this country should ever have to be hungry, homeless, or sleeping on the street. That's what I'm saying. There's enough wealth. And let's talk about the money that you're giving to yourselves, because you are the government. I'm going to say it again. You are the government. The guys that are up there are not separate from you. They work for you. And you know, let me ask you a question. What would happen, right, if you open up a business and let the workers do whatever they want? You would have chaos. You follow what I'm saying? That's what you're doing with your politicians. If you're not checking them through your vote, pushing them in the right direction through your vote, your workers are doing whatever they want to do. And it's crazy up there on the hill. It's just madness up there. because your government, this is your government. You're supposed to be running it. You're supposed to be watching out for the judges that you're putting in. I just voted for judges in November. I voted for judges. You follow what I'm saying? You have to be watching out for the judges, the aldermen, the mayors, the block captain, every dog on body. You follow what I'm saying? Because this is your government. Not just when the presidential election come along. That's how we messed up with Obama. Obama got into office, right? And then we screwed the pooch on the next election 2 years down the road. They put all their people back in. They start blocking everything he did. He couldn't get nothing done. Or he did get quite a bit done through the, executive orders. He got 200-something executive orders trying to change things and make things better for you. But they tied his hands because you didn't step up to run your government. The same thing is going to happen again and come next January when there's another vote going on. You have to be there for that. You have to be there for everything. You have to train your children about how to run government because you, quiet as a skeptic, are the government all over the planet. If there's democracy, dictatorship, don't care what it is. The people are the actual power of the planet. And the more people that get together to push the planet, push the workers in the right direction, okay, the better the planet is going to be. This planet is actually a paradise. There's enough here for everybody twice over. Twice over is what I'm saying. Not just once over, twice. If I did my calculation, it might be more than two times over. There's no reason. The last show, we're talking about how do we stop the madness. There's no reason for this madness to be going on the way it is, okay? Anytime you're in a group that think you're better than the other groups, okay, something's wrong with that picture. Anytime you're in a group that's putting down other groups and putting you up as some kind of chosen whatever, something's wrong with that picture. Nobody was chosen to do nothing, okay? It's up to you to decide what, who, when, and where that you do. You choose what you're going to do because of Psalm 82. Going back to the Bible, you are God. You are a designer. Step back. Design a better life for yourself. Figure out how you want to live, you and your children, or if you don't have any children, just you yourself. How you want to live, make a better life. We only got a minute and a half left. Like they're doing a search. As divine energy, I have walked the path of reap what you sow. And all the actions that I put out today, I eagerly embrace its return. Okay? Now, remember, I'm going back to the first part of the show. Love is the act. Love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're in a relationship and you're loving each other, not I'm in love with you, you're loving each other on a day-to-day basis. Everything that you do is designed to make them feel good. Everything they do is designed to make you feel good. Don't say anything or do anything that's not going to make the other person feel good, and your relationship will be fine because now you're not going through that in-love mindset. You go into that loving each person from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, week to week, year to year. You're loving each other. That's how we're supposed to go. Now I'm in love with you. I would like to love you for the rest of my life. And we ain't talking about sex, but, you know, that's part of it. But we ain't talking about that. We're talking about how you're acting to the person, how you're treating the person, how you're learning what the person likes, how you're learning what the person dislikes. This is what's going on. You're not pushing a button, trying to piss them off and make them jealous so that you can see the rage coming out. Oh, they got to love me because he gets so pissed off or she gets so mad. No, that's not what you want to do, okay? Love is the act that makes others feel good. So let's go out there and let's go out there and have a feel-good relationship and have a feel-good community. With that, this is your brother Elohim signing off, and I'll be checking back in with you on the next episode. Much love, guys.